Good morning, everyone. I'll call the meeting to order. Alex, can we have a roll call, please?
Good morning. Thank you, everyone. This is the roll call for attendance for the February 8th, 2024 Appropriative Pool Committee meeting. Blue Triton Brands. CalMac Company. City of Chino Hills.
Ron Craig.
City of Chino.
Dave Crosley.
Cucamonga Valley Water District.
Amanda Coker.
Montana Union Water Company. Fontana Water Company.
Chris Feely.
City of Fontana. Golden State Water Company.
Ben Lewis.
Purple Community Services District.
Chris Birch.
Marigold Mutual Water Company. Monta Vista Irrigation Company.
Good morning, Stephanie Reimer.
Monta Vista Water District.
Stephanie Reimer.
MCL Company. Niagara Bottling Company. Nicholson Family Trust. City of Norco. City of Ontario.
Brittany Jones.
City of Pomona.
Chris Diggs.
San Antonio Water Company.
Brian Lee.
County of San Bernardino. Santa Ana River Water Company. City of Upland.
Braden Yu.
West End Consolidated Water Company.
Braden Yu.
West Valley Water District. Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Edgar, I'll ask, are there any additions or reorders to the agenda?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the property pool. There are no additions or reorders to the agenda from staff.
Okay, thank you. With that, next item, consent calendar. Does anyone like to have any of the items pulled or have questions? If not, take a motion to pass the consent calendar.
I'll move for approval.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you, Chris. I'll just ask, is there any dissent here? I'm assuming everyone's going to be okay with it. I'll give the folks online a second to voice an opinion. Not hearing anything. Assume it passes and move forward. Next item, business item A, peace agreement timeline. Edgar?
Mr. Chair, I'm bringing this item to the attention of all stakeholders. I have a very short presentation here to show you. As many of you are aware, the peace agreement has certain dates prescribed in there for expiration and renewal. And we are bringing this to the attention of everyone just so that everyone is aware that those dates are quickly approaching. The peace agreement section 8 establishes the commencement, expiration, and renewal rights for the parties. And we, I don't know why the presentation is not working, but we have a timeline to show you. And if it doesn't work, basically what it says is the parties have agreed to confer and meet and confer during the 25th year of the peace agreement. That means during 2025. The right to unilaterally extend the peace agreement under the same terms for another 30 years expires on December 31st of 2025. And the peace agreement itself, unless it is renewed, it will expire on December 31st of 2030. So as I expressed in the staff report, Watermaster is ready for assisting the parties in anything that you all may need for the renegotiations or the extension of the peace agreement, including retaining the services for socioeconomic study consultants, for facilitation services, engineering services, etc. So I just wanted to bring it to you. It's an information item only. And I can answer any questions. Also, Brad is in the line in case there are more intricate questions related to the legal side of things, but I just wanted to bring it to the attention of everyone with sufficient time.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions for Edgar? Any online? Not seeing any. thing. Thank you very much. Next item, updates, legal counsel.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Handful of updates this morning. Please stop me if you have questions. First is on the February 2nd court hearing. There was a hearing on calendar for last Friday regarding two items: Watermaster's motion for the court to receive and file the most recent annual report regarding the ground level monitoring program, as well as Watermaster's motion for the court to reappoint the 9-member Watermaster board. These motions were both unopposed and they were granted by the court. Notice of those rulings was served through Watermaster's ordinary means. We have a May 31st court hearing on calendar. Following the board's action in January to adopt the annual report and direct its filing with the court, Watermaster did file that annual report and a motion for its receipt and filing with the court. The first hearing date that we could get in front of Judge Ochoa was May 31st. So that's on calendar for the morning of May 31st at this time. Next up is the Court of Appeal matter related to the terms of agreement among the appropriative pool and the agricultural pool. We did receive a tentative ruling from the Court of Appeal last month, and then a notice regarding a potential oral argument on that tentative ruling. The City of Chino and the Ag Pool, as well as the Appropriative Pool, all requested oral argument on that tentative ruling. And that oral argument has been set for 1:30 p.m. on March 5th. The court itself is located in Riverside. However, the argument can be viewed remotely. They don't post the link for the argument to view the argument itself until the day of, but Watermaster will circulate the link to the Court of Appeal website where the link to the actual broadcast of the argument can be viewed. On the Court of Appeal cases related to Ontario's appeal on the DYY program and the accounting and the assessment packages, Ontario filed its supplemental opening brief in December, and the respondents' briefs addressing both appeals will be due on March, the first week of March. On the Court of Appeal case regarding budgeting for CEQA expenses, those appeals by Chino and Ontario, respondents' briefs were filed in December, and appellants' reply briefs are due on March 18th. Finally, on the Kaiser Permanente lawsuit, I think there had been a report last month that following a mediation in December, that there had been a mediator's proposal to settle the case. We've learned as of Tuesday that all the parties to the matter have accepted the mediator's proposed resolution, which means we have a complete settlement in principle. We don't have a settlement agreement drafted, and so that's what the next steps are on that case. We anticipate that will probably take at least the next few weeks, if not into to March, to document that settlement. Happy to take any questions you might have.
Well, we've got three items on appeal, one lawsuit that looks like it's being wrapped up, two normal housekeeping items there. Looks like this list will be getting shorter for you, hopefully soon. Any questions? Okay. Thank you very much, Brad.
All right. Thank you.
Next item. Andy, you're up.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We have three items on technical efforts that we're executing for the Watermaster currently. The first is the ground level monitoring program. We are currently constructing and calibrating three additional one-dimensional compaction models in Ontario and two in the city of Chino to evaluate subsidence-related MPI and in the modeling efforts that that are currently being conducted and forthcoming in the future. We are selecting those locations and the data that we're going to use to construct and calibrate those models. We are putting that information in a technical memorandum and then distributing to the ground level monitoring committee. So be expecting an email with that information sometime next week. We're pretty close to finishing that technical memorandum. This is also the time of year where we prepare a scope of work and budget to inform the Water Master's budgeting process for next year. So we're also preparing a technical memorandum like we do every year and publishing that on February 23rd, so later this month. And then on March 7th, we're going to be having a meeting of the Ground Level Monitoring Committee here at Water Master to discuss both of those technical memoranda and get feedback from those of you that are interested and participate on these committees, including your technical consultants that attend. So that was the first item on the Ground Level Monitoring Committee. There's another new committee that's been formed and has recently met here at the Water Master, the Water Quality Committee. And on January 31st, that committee had its second meeting here at Water Master. And I wasn't at that meeting, but what I understand what was discussed were two different items. One was the committee itself and the framework for that committee on how it is to function and ultimately provide advice and guidance to the Water Master on water quality issues and the development of a water quality management plan in a stakeholder-driven process. I think it sounds like a very similar process to how the Ground Level Monitoring Committee and the Prado Basin Habitat Sustainability Committees function here in developing advice and guidance for the parties and for Water Master. So that was one topic that was discussed. And then the other topic that was presented was a proposal for an emerging contaminant monitoring plan. And I believe what was discussed were the contaminants that would be included in such a monitoring plan and targeted wells to include as well. And so a draft of that plan is going to be circulated for review sometime here in mid-February. So be expecting an email from our group that's working on that. Viva Weimer is leading that group. And so a draft proposal for that emerging contaminant monitoring plan will be published here this month. So those are the first two items. The last item is on the safe yield reevaluation, an ongoing effort. And Garrett Rapp, I believe, is online to give you an update on that.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the pool. So we're currently developing the draft narratives for the projection scenarios that we're using for the 2025 safe yield reevaluation. This is following on the initial workshop that we had back in October to start talking about the water supply plans and the scenarios that we'll be developing for this effort. We're currently documenting our next steps as we're drafting the narratives for the scenarios that we propose to implement. And we'll be releasing that technical memorandum prior to the next workshop that we'll be having. The next workshop that we're having on this will be on Thursday, March 7th at 1 p.m. at Water Master. We look forward to engaging with you all at the workshop. In addition to this, we're currently working on the data collection and evaluation process, which includes collecting some of the data that we'll be using for the scenarios for the 2025 safe yield reevaluation. As outlined in the 2017 court order, which is what prompts the work that we're doing right now, The intent of this data collection and evaluation is to determine whether the data that we collect suggests that there has been or will be a material change from existing and projected conditions or threatened undesirable results. And if we were to find that were the case, WaterMaster would rerun the groundwater model to assess potential material physical injury. So as we're currently updating this groundwater model right now, and we're incorporating this new information that we're gathering through this process, we thought that we didn't need to have an analysis and evaluation to the degree that we've done it in the past couple of years. So if you recall, the past few years, as we've done this data collection and evaluation, we've had multiple workshops. We've done a more rigorous analysis comparing the data that we've collected for historical and projected conditions. We've compared that to what we used in the 2020 safe field recalculation work. So since we're updating the model already, incorporating this information, we don't think we need to do as rigorous of an analysis as we've done in the past. And so we've proposed reducing some of the scope of this reporting effort this year to make things a little bit more efficient and reduce some of the cost and put more of our focus on the 2025 safe field reevaluation. However, we still have court order requirements that we must meet, so we're making sure to meet those. So this reduced effort will still meet some of the peer review requirements from the 2017 court order. We'll be reducing some of the reporting, so we'll report and document the data collection in a technical memorandum that we'll be releasing in a few months here, and we'll be open to feedback. And if there's a desire to have a workshop on this, we're happy to do so. But this proposed reduced effort will save roughly about $20,000. And I'm happy to answer any questions on that.
Well, I think we all appreciate the reduction in scope equals typically a reduction in cost. I have a question, though. You said that you would rerun if there's a belief that there's potential MPI. If there's the assumption that there's a change plus or minus 2.5%, do you rerun the model, or do you simply say, you know, we can change the safe field because we believe it's so based on the data collection? How does that work?
I believe the process would be, and Brad, please correct me if I'm wrong here, but if we were to make recommendations that we would need to rerun the model with the recommendation indicating that the safe field might be greater than a 2.5% change in either direction, we would present that to the parties for advice and assistance before making any model runs and going through that process.
I think you answered the question when you said a change in either direction. Before, it was just MPI. So it is either direction. So if there's a belief that the safe field could be increased, you would rerun the model, and then a determination would be made that the safe field may in fact be changed, and therefore our yield would be greater per each appropriator.
That's correct. So it's MPI or the safe yield. That's
got it.
Correct. Thanks.
That's the requirement. And I think our point here is that we're already updating and rerunning the model.
Mm-hmm.
So hence, maybe we can skinny down this effort for this period of time and allow us to focus more on the updating and recalibrating and rerunning the model and reevaluating the safe field.
That's a term I use often, skinny down. Okay, any questions? Thank you, Garrett.
Thanks.
Any questions from anyone online? Did you disseminate only decaffeinated coffee, or?
We have a stronger coffee outside.
Okay.
Like to.
Okay. Next item, General Manager Edgar.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The first item here is, as you recall, back in, I believe, September of last year, we presented to the parties a series of planning activities that we believed were beneficial to gather information for the administration of the physical solution, implementation of the OBMP, implementation of court orders, etc. One of those activities was the regional reliability study. And we presented different iterations of what we believe a regional reliability study could be. I have been in contact with many parties in the Chino Basin, and I'm bringing this item back to you to gather feedback as to how to do it, when to do it, or if it's the desire of the parties to put a pause on that study for now. We believe it's important information, and we also believe that the parties can perform this if they desire to perform it.
Well, thank you, Edgar, for putting this on the agenda. This is something that I've brought up for a few months now. We, the appropriative pool, gave strong comments. I know a few of us here had certainly voiced an opinion that this may not be necessary at all, or if at least at this time. I've spoke with a couple members of the board, and they didn't seem to have an issue with us removing this if that's what our desire is. So I guess what I would like is for us to kind of have an idea. Is this something that we want to move forward with or not? It is not required. This would be an extra effort that would potentially benefit some or members of our pool, but we would be paying for it. So is this something that we want to move forward with, or is this something that we would like to table until a later date? So I'm looking for feedback here.
So I'll make a comment. We would be in support of tabling it to a further date. I know we have a number of efforts going on right now. We have the Safe Field Reset, the Water Quality Management Program, and there's a few others that I can't think of off the top of my head. So with the current workload, I would support pushing it off at this time.
Okay. I'm looking at you, Amanda. You had strong opinions early on.
I agree.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
Ron.
This is Ron. I would add that I think we all recognize the basin is integral to the reliability of the region and our supplies. So I think by tabling this, we don't want to signal that we don't think that the Chino Basin is not a critical part of our reliability. There's a lot of effort going on at IUA through the munis. We're all getting geared up for our urban water management plan efforts, all of that. And so I would expect that there may be information that the Water Master can provide us as we, navigate through all of those efforts that, might be supplemental or informative to those efforts. And we look for that support. But I agree with standing down at this point with a Water Master-led regional reliability study.
Okay. Anyone else like to make a comment? If not, I think that's the direction the direction that I have heard that the pool would like to move from a number of the parties, and we're hearing them, some of them again today. So in light of that and not hearing anyone opposed to tabling the item, I think the suggestion from this pool is to table the item until further notice. So if that's what you can do and bring that to the board, we would appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will relay these comments to the board. And I thank everyone for their participation and their feedback is what we do here.
And I appreciate you hearing our pool and bringing this forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item.
Next item. Every year, Watermaster files with the State Water Resources Control Board the progress reports for our diversion permits. These are three permits that Watermaster holds in and trust of the parties, and that allows us to divert flows from the three different systems in the Chino Basin for recharge. So I'm happy to report that the three progress reports were filed on time, and we are in compliance. The next item I want to ask Justin to present. At the last board meeting, we were asked to present some images of the flows that went into San Sebastian 3, the muddy flows after the big storms. This is an item that is still pending with legal, and we don't know where this is going to go, I would suggest that we only see the images and hear the description from Justin. If you have further questions, we can take him with Brad offline.
You don't want me to ask what our legal angle is on this or anything?
Maybe not. So okay. Justin.
Thank you.
Just a background. Last year in November, we started getting muddy inflows into San Sebastian, proper channel. You can really tell the discoloration. One, two, and three, you can barely see one in the this angle. So obviously getting some we trace that back to what we believe housing development. Since then, we have been in contact with the housing development. We've done a couple site visits. Also, the city of Montana with their this slide. Did actually clean the basin after the storm, but then after Hurricane Hillary and then this recent storm, it was actually taken by our staff's drone. So we have cleared it out. We're getting muddy water. The infiltration on San Sebastian 3 to 3 or 4 feet a day, and it's been reduced. Other than that, that's pretty much that.
I have a question maybe I can ask. You don't have to answer it. Were you able to retain it in 3, or did it go down the system too?
It spilled a little into 4 and into 5, but okay. 5 in general doesn't percolate very well.
Yeah, so. Gotcha.
Unfortunate that lessons learned aren't learned. And then back to the same situation. So, okay. Other,
Mr. Chair, just one more item. I want to inform everyone that the minor producers met and they elected their representatives for the appropriate pool and for the advisory committee. And the representatives for this year are going to be San Antonio Water Company and Santa Ana River Water Company.
Okay. Apparently that's the way we get Brian to show up. Okay. Are there any pool member comments? Thank you, Edgar. Okay. Seeing none, I'm assuming there's no other business?
No other business.
All right. Thank you. So at this time, we will move to closed session. And I think it will be... there will be some discussion there, it might be a little time. You might be in there a little while. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, we are back in open session. We do have one reportable action. That was payment of ag legal bills. That passed with a 63.524 for yes, 36.476 to the no. And with that is our only reportable action. That being the case, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.